This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm hearing this music and it's making me laugh. Mission Impossible. I don't know. Sometimes that's how I felt when I had a couple of dogs. And they were, I just had this image of my dogs running around in my kitchen. Mission Impossible. Why am I bringing up dogs? Because Dr. Mark Sprayberry is here with our favorite place, our Olive Branch Pet Hospital. This is Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark show. Play and Stay boarding and daycare. Lots to talk about this morning.
Hey, good morning, Meg.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Is it Mission Impossible or what?
Sometimes it seems like that.
I was going to say.
Yeah, it's a lot going on right now. Everybody call in, write in, whatever you need to do, talk to us.
The number's 850-437-1620. Clearly, Dr. Mark is our expert this morning on dogs and cats and every topic in between.
Yeah. It's a lot going on. The recent tropical storm, storms in general, hurricane season, of course, you don't even want to say that word.
Right. I try not to say it as often as possible.
Two or three things I tell people, you know, every pet's a little different the way they react, Meg, mm-hmm. You know that. Sometimes you can plug in a pheromone named Adaptil that takes the kind of the stress down a notch when it's storming. Sometimes we have to go to Trazodone.
Mm-hmm. Does Benadryl Xanax work? I know some folks use that occasionally.
In some cases, yes, it will in mild cases. Trazodone, Xanax, sometimes we use a little Prozac, that kind of thing. But, you know, a couple things. When it's storming, you know, turn the lights on so they can't really see the lightning's a tip I give people.
That's smart.
Turn some music on.
That's so obvious.
Or turn the TV on. You mm-hmm. know, kind of course, their hearings, they know a storm's coming way before we do.
That's true.
That kind of deadens down. Give them something to chew on, something to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's 2 or 3 in the morning, you're wanting to go to sleep. And then you got Van Halen playing on the... blasting in the neighborhood. You know, I'm sure your neighbors are liking that. But anyway, that's something to do. One thing's important, too, we've talked about it in the past, Meg, is, you know, make sure your pet's microchipped. I mean, I walked up front this morning. I'm off on Thursdays now. And, you know, Dr. Caro's been with me for about 14, 15 years. She's fantastic. And she's covering for me. And Dr. Alan Ralph out of New Orleans was there, ultrasounding. We do a lot of very advanced cases, and occasionally I need something more than an x-ray. And Alan is a friend of mine from New Orleans. He's a critical care specialist, and he comes in ultrasounds on things, especially cancer stuff. So we appreciate them being there today to cover. But Brenda and Eliza, my receptionist, the entire front desk, which is big, was covered in lost cat, lost dog.
Oh, gosh,
lost bunny rabbit, a couple of those. Lost ferret. I mean, it's something. So, guys, you know, get your pets microchipped. Because
And then register, though.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you can get a microchip. If you don't register them, it's like,
it's,
you know.
Almost.
Yeah, it's almost like kissing your sister, you know, back in Mississippi, you know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, yeah, there's no benefit in that.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness.
But if you don't register it, yeah.
Yeah. I'm from Georgia, okay?
Yeah, well, it's not far off from where that in Alabama. Anyway, get them registered. And then if you move, you know, always register to the vet clinic, your doctor, your veterinarian, because they're always going to kind of be there. They don't move clinics too much.
Right.
And then we always know. So if somebody loses a pet, they bring it in to us, we scan them. And then we find out what the microchip, who it's registered to. And then a lot of times the company that's registered to, they'll do the call the owner and say, hey, Olive Branch has your pet. Or sometimes they'll let us call, us being a veterinary clinic. Okay. So that's the purpose of them. And we are storm central, you know, here on the Gulf Coast this time of year, right? Meg, I mean, you know, you don't want to mention the word hurricane, but, you know, it is something we have to think about. And lately, we've just seen like a lot of people are losing their pets. And I was
telling Dr. Marcus before we went on the air that I'm on Facebook. There's lots of great sites on there, Pensacola Pets Lost and Found and things like that. And it just seems like there is a resurgence of dogs of every breed and size and I don't understand it. And maybe it's just because it's summertime and people are leaving their doors open. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're forgetting to lock the fence, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But just a reminder, be diligent because it's pretty tough out there. And there seems to be, like you said, just for whatever reason, hundreds of lost dogs.
I know.
And cats.
Well, you know, Kim and I, we're professional folks and we were busy. We never had children. But, you know, when the dogs are outside and my yard is fenced in.
Mm-hmm.
But if I get to missing one or if they get kind of quiet, mm-hmm. you know, it's like that parents say, something's up.
Right,
you need to go
quiet.
Check on it. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right.
And so you just don't want to, you know, and I tell people if you have pools and your pet is older, it's got heart disease, you know, it's arthritic, just be really diligent about watching, because I've had a number of them, you know, fall in the pool and drown.
Really?
And stuff, and you know that, you know, your children, you got to be careful obviously with that, you know. So anyway, if your pet has storm phobia, as we call it,
mm-hmm.
there's things we can do about that. There's also something called Cilio. It's a little medication that gives a little sedation, and you squirt it in their mouth. It's,
uh-huh.
it's absorbed through the mucous membranes of the gingiva, and that's a great product too. We have a couple of patients on that are just wild, and no oral medication like, you know, Xanax,
mm-hmm.
Trazodone, Azepromazine. Those things don't work.
How is that spelled, Cilio?
It's Silio.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with your mood.
No.
Okay, just checking.
Although sometimes I kind of day we have every now and then, I feel like going in there and taking a snort of it. But anyway, it works really well for certain cases. I mean, everything's different. Everybody, mm-hmm. you know, different medication work different.
Right. Those things. If you just joined us, this is Sit, Stay, and Listen show with Dr. Mark Sprayberry with the Olive Branch Pet Hospital and the Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. If you've got a question for him, he is the expert this morning. 850-437-1620. And on a lighter note, I know lots of folks are going on vacation. Sometimes where they're going, they can't bring their pets along. You have one of the best boarding places in the area, Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. And you brought something in this morning that just made me smile. Of some, because it's not just putting them in a pen and then you lock them up for a week. Mm-mm. That's not the kind of boarding y'all do.
No, it's a
talk about what you offer, because it really is unique and special.
Well, first of all, I'm the only one in the area that I am on property.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 50 feet away from the building, separate, but I'm right there. We're in the same parking lot. It's about 4.2 acres. We have the biggest area for the dogs to run and play. I mean, we have a daycare too. I tell everybody the daycare is basically a psych ward with my own pets, Meg, going on a regular basis.
Okay. That explains a lot.
It gets all that energy out. They come home, eat dinner, and go to bed. Now, that's kind of what you want with your own children, right? I mean, your human children, you know, so you get some time.
Wear them out.
But the daycare has all these events, and my pets were there. I had some house guests. I was out of town
mm-hmm.
About 2 weeks ago, and I left my pets there, obviously, and they were doing paw painting, or finger painting with their paws, and it says, world's best paw rent, I guess.
Aww.
Parent, and it has one of my dogs. I have two. I just brought one of the two, uh-huh. and it's their paw print, and the other was nose painting.
Wait a minute, back up.
Yeah. And they're
putting their noses in the paint on the paper.
Well, it's kind of like that. And they smear it on there. And then one of my Cassidy, the young lady that runs the daycare, comes up with all these, like, you know, they have the kissing booth at Valentine's and they have, you know, apple bobbing.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, they're doing something back there all the time.
I don't know. Maybe I should sign up. Sounds
yeah, I know
fun.
It. It's they're not just running around in the same place with everybody, because mm-hmm. a lot of pets we see, we tend to take ones that have some behavioral issues. And, you know, we can really improve those
mm-hmm.
Because the ladies back there know what they're doing. They know how to handle if some pet doesn't get along with the others. Maybe we see a lot of pets that have just, unfortunately, been kind of kicked out of other places, because mm-hmm. a lot of places only take them if they're just perfectly behaved. You know, dogs will be dogs and stuff. So anyway, we do a lot of things back there to keep them active, keep them busy.
And it's a big space, too. Yeah, it's not a little pen or cage.
Correct. We don't have cages at all, and we have play areas inside the daycare because, you know, it gets hot outside, but mm-hmm. then we have this huge yard with a obstacle course that they play. Now, as far as the boarding is concerned, again, there are no cages and all. We tend to take care of – we board – a lot of my colleagues in town who have given mm-hmm. up boarding because it's a lot to do. They'll send their patients to us. And we tend to handle quite a number that have health problems. They have heart disease. They have diabetes. You know, we're able to give them medication, take care of them.
That's a big thing. That's
and I'm
huge.
Next door if they have an issue. Sometimes they're having an issue while they're boarding. If I need to call one of my colleagues, say, hey, we got your patient here. Mm-hmm. This is what's happening. You know, what do you want
that's
me to do?
That's huge. Because if I'm going on vacation, maybe out of the country or mm-hmm. on the other side of the country, and you have an older dog, perhaps, or a dog mm-hmm. that does have an issue, you don't want to just leave them somewhere mm-hmm. that they're going to be kind of on. You kind of cross your fingers and hope for the best.
Correct. Yeah. With us, you don't have to do that. And of course, a lot of them are on special diets and things like that. So if they stay more than 2 or 3 days, we give them a little free bath because, mm-hmm. You know, they get playing out there and they get, you know, with all these other dogs and they get them wrestling around. They get pretty nasty.
I don't know. I was looking at that painting there. You have a red and yellow nose.
Yeah, I think it's water-based. I'll have to get with Cassidy.
I don't know.
That.
I just thought I'd mention, you know.
It's pretty funny. You know, we're on Facebook and all the social media, so you can go on there and look at Play and Stay and Daycare, and they've mm-hmm. got, they post all the pictures of these critters and things that we do. But we appreciate all of our clients and all my colleagues referring over to us.
And you're open year-round, is that correct?
Yeah.
So even during the holidays?
It's open 365 days a
year. Wow, okay.
7 days a week.
So if somebody was thinking about going on vacation, about how far in advance do they make a reservation, would you say?
Well, I mean, you know, you can call. It's rare we can't get you in because we have a big facility.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you have plans coming up in a month, just let us know.
Well, I would think if you're pretty sure you're going to be going away during the holidays, at Christmas time, and if you know it's a high
that starts
travel
in about,
season maybe. Would
start
be?
Doing that about September. Mm-hmm. Start calling us or whatever. But I've been doing it a long time. We know what we're doing. We keep the facility clean. I mean, it's sterilized. You know, we try to make it like home away from home.
Okay.
You know.
If you just tuned in, we're talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry. It's Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark from Olive Branch Pet Hospital and the Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. So we were talking at the beginning of the show for somebody that maybe just joined us to tell us a little bit about your background, Dr. Mark, and about the facility itself, because it is much bigger than most in the area. And also, it is privately owned. And
yes.
That's different, too.
Yeah, I'm not a corporately owned practice. There's a lot of them in town that are guys, and y'all need to, when you walk in there, if you're not sure or if you're new in the area, ask if it's a corporately owned clinic, because that's a totally different mindset than a privately owned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I own my facility. I own everything. I don't owe anybody anything. Everything's paid off. I have. So I do this because I love it. You know, and we try to do a really good job and help people out. I'm on Davis Highway across from Bailey's Farmers Market. I have the big copper top roof.
Can't miss it.
And we do everything in the clinic. I tend to do a lot of cancer work and a lot of surgery. You know, when it comes to tumors and things, your veterinarian says, oh, just watch it. Well, that's fine. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But don't let it get to be the size from a golf ball to a Nerf football.
Right.
Because I'll have that every now and then. And it's the sooner you get something off, the better. Okay. Mm-hmm. And another thing too is regular blood work. Okay. That's one thing we kind of want to talk about, Meg, you know.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah. Usually I like it when we get, you know, when we go to fix them, spay and neuter, I like for them to get a little blood work. That's a baseline.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you an idea of where you're going.
Right.
Okay. I've had people say, well, I don't really want to do blood work. And about a year later, something comes up that probably was festering this whole time from mm-hmm. the time we spayed and neutered, but we didn't have blood work. So it's good to know early on, because the earlier you figure out, just like us, the better.
Right, and you can see differences, maybe a rise in one thing or another.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's just better to just get it done and just have a baseline. Now, until they're about 4 or 5 years old, maybe get one more little panel, abbreviated panel. And then after that, about 6 or 7, they're considered elderly.
Mm-hmm.
And we start recommending blood work, not every year, but every other year. So when they get closer to 9 and 10, I start saying, well, we probably need to check it every year. You know,
right.
At my age, you know, they check it every year,
right,
our age. And so it's the kind of thing that, you know, the sooner you catch something, the better on anything, okay? And does a lot of people say, well, can you find cancer? Not necessarily find cancer unless it's like a leukemia or some kind of blood-related problem. But what it does, let's say the liver enzymes, like I had it, I was at my office a moment ago with Alan, you know, ultrasound a dog, and I'd x-rayed the dog, and I thought, okay, this looks, you know, there may be something there, but
right.
I'm going to have Alan come over and check it out. Well, you know, the liver enzymes were high, you know, blood count was down a little bit, and the dog has a tumor in its spleen.
Oh, no.
And some and it spread to the liver.
Now, were you able to see that in the x-ray or on the ultrasound only?
I thought I saw something on the x-ray.
I see. Okay.
But and that's what Alan's great at. He comes in, and sometimes I need more than an x-ray to qualify. And then we had a Great Dane come in that was like 8 months old.
Oh.
And had been to a vet several times, but I heard a murmur in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a very, very serious problem for a Great Dane because they tend to develop a heart disease like basketball players and football players. You know, where you're running down the field and then they just fall over dead.
Oh, my goodness.
That's called dilated cardiomyopathy. So the sooner you catch this stuff, the better. Then you can do something, treat, prolong their life, give them a better quality of life. So, you know, earlier the better. Okay. And some people say, well, I have people come in all the time. They, you know, I'm real personal with all my clients, and I love their kids, love their human kids and their baby, you know, their dog kids and kitty kids. And the thing I say, you know, is, you know, they say, well, this is a stupid question. Let me tell you something. There is no stupid question or something. If you come in, you know, 20% of lipomas, these little fatty cysts, oh, it's just a lipoma, it's just a fatty cyst, 20% are cancer.
Really?
Usually mast cell tumors, which
wow.
are highly malignant. I take a lot of those off. The sooner you get them off, the better.
Right.
Okay.
So you want to have someone that knows your pet, can be, you have some reference, like you said, baseline, blood work, that kind of thing. So someone just texted in and they're asking, all of this costs money. Do you have any recommendations on pet insurance? Is it worth it? Good question.
You know, that is an excellent question. And I'll tell you, I was a pharmacist, you know, before I was a veterinarian.
Yeah, you have such an interesting background.
Yeah, thank you. I was, you know, hotty toddy. I went to Ole Miss for my
other than that, no.
pharmacy school and
that other place.
And vet school of Florida. Anyway.
We digress, sorry.
Hey, I pull for anybody in the SEC. Okay, I do. You know, but yeah, the thing is.
I mean, are they worth it? That would be my question.
Yes. Well, I'm not a big fan of insurance because when I was a pharmacist, we just started out. It was 1984. We started having computers in pharmacies. The insurance came about. And it was just a pain in the butt. You know, it really it was. And people would come in yelling at you because of the insurance. And, you know, it wasn't perfected then. It's a lot better now.
Yes.
But I will tell you, with the way veterinary medicine has gone up, I think it's, and with the amount of cancer I'm seeing earlier,
right.
at 3, 4, and 5 years of age, that we can do something about and cure in most cases, I think people need to really look at it. And see. I have several clients of mine that are on it, and they love it.
Okay.
But do you know why? Because their pets have it. But insurance is like anything else, guys. I mean, none of us want it.
Right.
I mean, especially wind insurance, all this other stuff costs in Florida. I mean, it's really expensive here. But if you have if your roof gets blown off, you're glad you have it.
That's right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
So if your animal gets really sick and has cancer, it's going to be expensive.
It is. And things have really gone up. Now, I've been here 25 years, and I think my exam fee was $15 or $20 back then, and now I think it's
$70.
The difference in my exam fee and you go into a corporate or somewhere else is I'm going to spend as much time as I need to spend with you for you to be comfortable with what you need to know about your pet. Sometimes pets, I get a lot of pets that are not, they're a little, you know, have a personality where they're a little fearful. Mm-hmm. First thing I do is I walk in and I sit down and I say, hey, so what's going on? You know, I just talk to the owner. Mm-hmm. And then before long, the dog gets up, kind of, and I always have cookies in my pocket.
Well, that works, yeah.
They come over and they start sniffing. I give the cookie, and next thing I know, it's jumped up in my lap, and we're sitting there best friends. So it just makes things easier. So we do a lot of that, too.
Well, I have a suspicion you might be a bit of a dog-cat whisperer, would be my guess, after all these years.
Well, I tell you, I do love them, and I had pets growing up, and I think my favorite dog was a dog named Radar. It was a mixed breed, kind of a shepherd mix, mm-hmm. and it's a boy, and we had cocker spaniels too, but Radar was my guy.
Aww. It's pretty extraordinary when I sit here and I listen to you talking about all the different procedures and things that you do. I mean, there was a time that we didn't even know our animals could get cancer. Mm-mm. And I was watching a program and I thought of you this weekend because they were talking about cancer specifically in dogs and cats and connecting it to some of the foods that we are feeding them. Do you have any thoughts on that or ways that, I mean, how can I, if I get a puppy, which I'm almost there.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking every day.
I know. I'm almost there. But I want to make sure that I'm giving them the right food because I have this guilt about my last dog came down with cancer, and I thought, how in the world did he get cancer?
Well, I'll tell you, Meg, number one killer of pets in this country is cancer.
That just surprises me. I don't understand that.
It is. You know, like I said, we do a lot of chemo. I do some chemo for Auburn and Florida from time to time, you know, and for other clinics that are not comfortable doing it. Being a pharmacist, you know, more comfortable, I think, doing it. But we do it so people don't have to go to Auburn or Florida, or they have to go away every week for a week, for 4 or 5 weeks on the protocol. I mean, it's cookbook medicine. You just follow the regimen. You know, and there's more to it than that as well. I'm just dumbing it down. But it's the kind of thing that you got to know what you're doing on it, okay? But the thing with cancer, I think a lot of it's genetic. I think some of it's environmental. I get a lot of questions about the food.
That's what I've been hearing in the news lately.
Of course, our food. I mean, the food we have that we eat, too. So I think some of this stuff, I think it all goes back to that. The three foods I do recommend is science diet, royal canine, that's canine without the ion, and then Purina Pro Plan. Those are three foods I like. They have a good reputation. They've been around, you know, Science Diet's been around since 1939.
Right. They have a good reputation.
Good. It's founded by a doctor. It's still run by all the veterinarians. Mm-hmm. It's owned by, I think, the Colgate company, but they leave the company alone and veterinarians run the company.
Right.
And they do all the research. They do a lot of the research that's made improve pet lives.
Okay.
And so that's a good, those are three good foods.
Okay. I'm talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry. Got about a minute left. Dr. Mark, anything you want to mention before we go?
Well, I appreciate everybody writing in, calling in. And my office is on Davis Highway again. It's got the big copper top roof. It's Olive Branch Pet Hospital. Phone number is 850-477-2901. I'm on social media. I do TikTok videos, little 30-second pet spots. You know, it's I keep it funny because, you know, some of this stuff can be kind of dry, guys.
It's got a pretty good sense of humor, you may have noticed. Yeah.
So, and of course, you can check olivebranchpet.com, and you can see my videos there. It's pretty funny. People write in some crazy questions, Meg.
No doubt.
Oh, my gosh.
No doubt. But we need to just have you come in and just do all the crazy questions one week.
You know, I might do that because – Real quick, one of them was the lady writes in and says, my husband says my dog needs medication because of me, the lady.
No.
And she says, I just think we need another dog. And he said, well, I want to know what Dr. Martin thinks about that. So I said, well, you know, ladies, life is short. Get the purse, get the dog, ditch the husband. How about that?
Oh, there you go.
I got about 1,000 views. Okay. Hey, look, good. Y'all take care. God bless. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Mark Sprayberry with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and the Plains State Boarding and Daycare. Check it out online and make sure you take good care of your pets. Thanks for being here.